For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. The Ohio Valley region has disproportionately high numbers of seniors and people living with disabilities and on low incomes. And those are all groups that frequently depend on public transportation. Without transit, older people can lose independence, and reaching a doctor or workplace becomes much harder. A new report finds that demand for transit in rural areas is climbing faster than in cities. But as Becca Schimmel of the Ohio Valley Resource reports, spending on rural transit is not keeping pace with demand.
Thelma Dalton is headed to the salon to get her hair done like she does every Friday. She gets picked up at her house and greeted by one of the many familiar faces with the Rural Transit Enterprises, or RTEC.
Are you Miss Dalton?
Dalton is 95 years old and has been riding the public transit system in Somerset, Kentucky for 15 years. The salon is in what looks like a small white house only a local would know about. Dalton says her daughter would like for her to move, but Dalton says she likes her community and has no intention of leaving.
And I want to stay here. I want to be in my own home if I can, as long as I live.
Dalton is just one of many seniors in small towns and rural areas who want to age in place and remain connected to their community. But the RTEC is not just the only transit system in Somerset, it's also the only one for the 12 surrounding counties. Mary Denny has been driving for RTEC for 5 years. She says people in her community would be stranded or homebound without the service, not just seniors.
And it doesn't just pertain to just elderly. We have anywhere from young individuals that's struggling, you know, low income, that's struggling to make ends meet, that we're able to help and assist.
Compared to national averages, the Ohio Valley has a higher percentage of senior citizens, people with disabilities, and people living on low incomes, all groups likely to depend on transit. It can make it possible to keep a job, reach a doctor, or just get your hair done. But transit experts in the region worry that funding is not keeping pace with demand.
We have to do something, because if we don't do something, we fall farther and farther behind.
That's Juva Barber with Kentuckians for Better Transportation. She says by 2020, Kentucky will need $10 million from the general fund to keep services as they are now, not including any improvements.
When you're looking for a workforce, if that workforce can't get there, that puts you farther down on the list when it comes to site selection. So that impacts economic development.
Charles Rutkowski is with Community Transportation Association of America. He says every patient, customer, and student represents income, revenue, and economic development for that healthcare institution or college. He adds, for every dollar that's invested in transit, there's a benefit of $3.50 to that community.
It provides jobs on a very basic level. It provides jobs for bus drivers, bus mechanics, dispatchers, schedulers, managers, et cetera. But it also transports a lot of local folks to jobs. And some of those individuals probably could not access those jobs were it not for the existence of public transit.
Rutkowski says public transportation can help lower-income individuals break out of the cycle of poverty. And if seniors like Ms. Dalton can stay in their homes, that costs less than an assisted living facility. Kurt Conrad is the CEO of Stark Area Regional Transit Authority in Canton, Ohio.
Every 2 years, we have to go back to the General Assembly and set those funding marks. We have no guaranteed funding sources for transit at the state level.
Conrad says the state has supported the public transit system, but the needs are outgrowing what has historically been provided. He says they also transport about 170,000 people a year that qualify for public assistance under the Americans with Disabilities Act.
We go to their house and take them either to work, school, or a doctor's appointment. Without us, those 170,000 people would be homebound.
Bowling Green, Kentucky resident Scott Henry never expected to need a service like that.
You know, being a healthy person all my life, and I never ever thought I'd be in a situation where I'd have to count on paratransit transportation to get back and forth to work every day.
But about a year ago, Henry's knee collapsed, became infected, and he wasn't able to get a knee replacement. He's been unable to drive since.
You know, it opens your eyes if you don't have something like that. You can't do your job, or you can't go to your doctor. You can't get groceries. You can't do anything. And living alone, I had no one to help me.
Henry says arranging private transportation can cost about $200 a day. He's had to cancel doctor's appointments and even surgeries because he couldn't get a vehicle to get him to the hospital. Then he learned he was in the right area to use the city's transit, BG Go. That gave him some motivation.
So when I got that spark, then it was like, I was going to do this today. I was going to do that today. I was going to get up today. I was going to do this by myself today. I was going to get dressed today. I was going to get dressed like I was going to work today. And so that really did it. Without this, I couldn't be here today.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Becca Schimmel in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio.